Let's go to Ukraine now and talk to MP Lesia Vasilenko after one of the worst days of missile attacks by Russia on cities across the country since the war began last February. President Zelensky said 85 strikes had been carried out. The attacks came hours after the Ukrainian president outlined a 10-point plan, including the withdrawal of Russian troops and the restoration of Ukraine's territorial integrity. And then last night, reports of a missile explosion on the Polish side of the border, which killed two farm workers. It's unclear so far who fired it or how it ended up in Poland. Lesia Vasilenko, good morning, and you're very welcome to the programme. In relation to the missile explosion in Poland, Joe Biden says he doesn't believe the missile was fired by Russia. Do you accept that it is possible it was a Ukrainian air defence missile intercepting a Russian missile?
It's hard to say, as we are still waiting for the evidence to come in, as far as I gather from last night's news, is that the remnants of the missile that were collected, it was confirmed that it was a Russian missile, this was confirmed by the Polish side already. So again, the question I think that everybody is asking is whether it was a deliberate hit by Russia into Polish territory, or whether it was a stray missile, either which didn't reach its destination because of a fault in the launching from the Russian side, or because it was hitting targets so close to the Polish border that when the Ukrainian air defense system worked, that remnants of that missile hit into Polish territory. But that is something that is still to be found out. But the fact remains that missile hit a farm in Poland, and two Polish citizens were killed as a result of this. But all of this is sourcing from one single fact only, that is Russian aggression, which is happening right here, right now in Ukraine, and which is now directly affecting other countries and other innocent people.
You tweeted that you believe it's Putin pushing the limits, and no reaction, you say, equals appeasement. NATO ambassadors are meeting in Brussels in 1 hour's time. What do you want them to do?
Well, very keen to see the results and the outcomes of that meeting. The NATO ambassadors are meeting based on Article 4 of the NATO statute, and I believe the discussion will be whether to invoke Article 5 or not. In of course, my ideal world, the ideal world of every Ukrainian, is that finally Article 5 of NATO is invoked, which means that essentially an attack on one member, a NATO member state, is an attack on all. This stems from the Article 51 of the UN Charter, which calls for a collective reaction when there is a threat to the territorial integrity, the independence of a member state, and when there is a threat to global defense and security. We've been living in the conditions of this threat over the last 8 years, when Russian aggression initially started against Ukraine in 2014. And these last 9 months have shown us the extent the form this aggression can take, absolutely inhumane, with war crimes, crimes against humanity happening every hour of the day through these 9 months, because there was no initial reaction back in 2014. There was no harsh reaction in February 2022 this year, when the aggression escalated. And again, if there will be no reaction now to these missile hits inside of the territory of Poland, which is not only a UN member state, but also a NATO member state, Putin will take it as a green light to escalate his aggression. And sometimes we wonder, reading the news, that is there room to escalate? For Putin, in his mind and in the mind of his army commanders, there is plenty of room to escalate. There's also the Baltic states, which are vulnerable to Russia's aggression. There's part of Poland, which are vulnerable to Russia's aggression. And there's, of course, room to raise the stakes and organize more hits on civilian and energy infrastructure in Ukraine. All of this is possible when we are dealing with Russia, actually when we are dealing with any dictator, any aggressor whose actions remain unpunished.
Okay, I want to ask you about yesterday in your country. What was it like, all these missiles raining down on various cities across the country?
You know, yesterday I was actually coming back from Poland. I landed in Poland just hours within the incident, and I had a nice drive through across Ukraine to Kyiv, where I am now. And to tell you the truth, the whole country is in a blackout, but not in a blackout like this.
Are you still there?
As soon as you cross the border into Ukraine. Yes, yes. As soon as you cross the border into Ukraine, your connection goes. So you're doing a total darkness with not a single traffic light or road light working. And the phone, because the connection grid is down. This throughout the whole of the region. Then we drove. Top region, which is adjacent to Kyiv, that is also completely down. So the conditions in which Russia has put us in after this missile strike yesterday are of total darkness, not metaphorically speaking, but literally.
Well, look, we leave it there. The line is disintegrating as we go, but you were saying that the attacks by Russia have left much of your country in darkness. And indeed, President Zelensky saying over 7 million people are currently without water, electricity and heat in this very freezing cold winter. Lesya Vasilenko, many thanks for taking our call this morning. It's 8:21.